the Giants and the Braves locking horns in Cobb County. Matt Moore winless in his last six starts. He would have to contend with this big fella, Matt Adams, who's been red hot as of late. Let's pick this one up. Bottom three, game is scoreless. It's Amanda Board for Johan Camargo.
Hit hard to center field. Span going back all the way to the track at the wall, up against the fence. Swanson was already around second, waved around third. He will score. Camargo digs for third. The throw, head first slide, safe. Ball gets away, and the rebound off the dugout comes right back to Tomlinson. It's an RBI triple for Johan Camargo and a 1-0 Atlanta lead.
They want the fastball. Moore nods yes, and here it comes. And it swung on and missed. Went up and away with his heater. And that'll get the third strikeout in the game. It'll get the second out of the inning. And here's Suzuki. Kurt out of the batter's box, adjusts his helmet. Still a little misty, but no rain dripping off the bill of the helmets. Gnar off the caps of the defenders. And a 1-2 pitch. Strike three called, and he knew it. Three strikeouts in the inning, a walk sandwiched in betwixt, but nothing doing for the Braves. We'll go to the fifth. It's still 2-0 Braves. Moore stares in, a very stoic look for the left-hander as he delivers the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball hit up the middle, over the bag, sliding grab by Panic. His throw just in time. What a play by Panic. Nice stretch by Belt. They robbed Phillips of a hit.
See if he can pick up his rookie shortstop. Infield to double play depth. The pitch by Julio is hit to right field, slicing away from Markakis. That's trouble. That ball is gone.
Are you serious?
Three-run home run on the Giants lead.
That was home number two for Austin Slater. Came on the first pitch.
Opposite field, short porch near that 325 mark. It just got into those outdoor seats at the Chop House.
Tailing fastball that came belt high right back in. He took an inside out swing, and I wasn't sure he had hit it enough to get it in the vegetation there in front of the Chop House, but he did.
Just barely over the brick wall. And then when he saw Kroll doing the same thing, which was not paying him any attention, he took the easy bag that time. 1-2 pitches hit on the ground through the infield, base hit. It's 4-2. Man with an RBI single. That run will be charged to Julio Teheran. Second and third and two men out. 0-2 on Suzuki. And Dyson fires again. And it's hit in the air to right field and hit fairly deep. Pence near the warning track will make the catch to retire the side.
Giants come back to beat the Braves 6-3. Matt Moore snaps a six-start winless skid with 7-plus innings spanning six. Mark Melanson works a clean ninth for the save after yielding six runs through just an inning and a third in his previous two outings. Things were looking great for the Braves entering the eighth inning. They had a 2-0 lead, and Julio Teheran was cruising. But Teheran lost his way, and the Braves would lose the game as they fell to the Giants by a 6-3 final. Here is Atlanta skipper Brian Snitker.
No, I know. That's baseball. I mean, he was really good. He was just dealing. And it was a weird inning in the eighth. I mean, he gets a mishit ball, double play ball. He didn't execute enough in that inning, really, to get him out of it. And, I was hoping he'd put the ball on the ground and, get another double play. But it was just kind of unfortunate because he did. He threw so good. He maximized his pitches, did a great job.
How encouraging have these last three outings for him been?
It's been good. It's been really good. I mean, he's kind of got back to his old self. I think he's keeping the ball down. He's working both sides of the plate. His off-speed stuff is good. He's pitching a lot with his fastball, mm-hmm. and he's locating it, which he didn't do before. And he's keeping it down, and that's good. And he's being, I think, very aggressive and, on the attack, and he's doing a great job.
That one inning when things kind of snowballed like they did in Anaheim, not nearly as bad, but
no.
Three errors and another.
Yeah,
kind of
and it's just, we just didn't make enough plays in that inning. What does the Mounts do? I mean, it's hard when you give a major league team extra outs. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what happens is you put a crooked number up and, can't afford to do that.
What did you see from Moore tonight? You got to him there in the third.
I'm sorry?
From Moore. What did you see from
Moore?
He's
pretty good.
Tonight?
I mean, I saw him add when he needed to. He reached back. His velocity. I think might be the first time I've ever seen him pitch live. He's really good. You know, he's good at keeping you off balance and locating. But you know, like I say, when he got in trouble, he could reach back and get a little more too. So, you know, he knows what he's doing.
Maybe if Kemp's ball didn't, you get a lucky break there and it didn't bounce over.
I know. Yeah, you don't know. Bounce off that wall right there, might score another one. But the 5-run eighth is the big, you know, you just can't get him extra outs and those add-on runs, and we had to stop the bleed. And even after 3-run homer, if we stopped the bleeding right there, we got two chances and we're in good shape in that game.
Camargo keeps taking advantage of the
very unbelievable. He's in, like I say, he's in the middle of something all the time, and you know, whether it's, you know, making plays or, you know, using his bat, and he's been very aggressive running the bases, and he's, like I say, he's taking advantage of an opportunity. Good for him.
It looked like nothing could slow down Julio Teheran as he put up 7 scoreless innings, but in the 8th, facing Austin Slater with 2 men aboard, Teheran gave up a go-ahead 3-run shot, and the Giants never looked back. Here is Teheran sharing his thoughts after the Braves' 6-3 setback at the hands of the Giants.
Well, yeah, I'm happy the way I was, controlling the game. In the last inning, something, you know, what happened there. You know, just get out of my hands, but there's nothing that I can do. It's part of the game, too, so... It's not like it's gonna be frustrating. It's part of the game, and just gotta look for the next one, and we'll see if we can do the same thing. But I think that'll be pretty good.
How encouraging have these last 3 starts been for you personally?
Well, it's been good. It's been good. I feel like I've been able to find myself the way of where I want to pitch the rest of the season, and today was really a good game. Even that I got the loss, I did pretty good.
You feel like you've been able to be more on the attack using the fastball here these last couple starts?
Oh yeah, I've been using more of my fastball. As you can see, I don't start using my breaking balls until 3rd or 4th inning. But just taking advantage of my fastball, using more of my 2-seamers that has been really good the last couple starts, and that's why I've been attacking this home more.
And the only mistake maybe that cost you at all was the one to the rookie that hit the home run.
Well, that was 2-seamer. I threw him that pitch in the bat before, and I don't know how he did that way. It was 2-seamer, but it's part of the game, and they were attacking in that inning, and I was just trying to get out of the jam that I couldn't in that inning.
The Braves sent Sean Newcomb to the mound on Wednesday. He'll be opposed by Jeff Samardzija.